for Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Now, the breaking news out of Bridgeport late this afternoon saw federal authorities arresting Police Chief Armando Perez and City Personnel Director David Dunn on charges that reportedly amount to an accusation that the pair rigged Perez's hiring 2 years ago. With us now to talk about this development is Hearst Bridgeport reporter Brian Lockhart. Brian, is this development the secret everyone seemed to know, or is this a total surprise?
It's something that people have been paying attention to. We had reported last year that the feds were eyeing the police chief search. Prior to that, the feds had been in Bridgeport investigating the public facilities department. And so details of what they were looking at were slowly trickling out. There were some subpoenas that were issued. And then most recently, it was revealed that the city had actually hired attorneys for four individuals. The two gentlemen you named, Chief Perez and David Dunn, the personnel director, along with Mayor Joe Ganim and Mayor Ganim's chief of staff, Dan Seamus. So everyone has sort of been waiting for the feds to make a move at this point. And this is clearly a pretty big move. So I don't want to say that today's news is a shock, but at the same time, I do think it is a shock because to have your own police chief arrested, to have the personnel director arrested. These are people with long careers who stand to lose a lot. They stand to lose a lot. And so I do think that there is a shocking aspect to that. Why would they get involved in this? Why would they do this if in fact the charges are true?
Well, especially that close to retirement. I mean, I looked at the charges against them and the potential penalties for those charges. They're facing 55 years.
Yeah.
55 years. Wow.
Yep. And Perez was not doing, he was not doing badly as a captain, and he was not doing badly as acting chief. I mean, he could have walked away with a very sizable payout. He got a very sizable payout because under the city's policies, when he switched from being acting to being chief, he basically, it's a weird rule, but he left the union. And so he was able to cash in all of this unused sick time, all this unused vacation time. And he got a nice fat payout from that. He would have received that if he had decided to just retire and not go on to become, not go on to seek a 5-year contract. So it's just astounding. And David Dunn, yeah, I mean, David was very close to retirement, and it's, I mean, he could have retired. And I've spoken to him over the years, and you know, he has joked about that he could retire, but he's hanging on there. He kind of likes his job. And so, yeah.
Why would Dunn do this? Does it look like this was about money? Was it something else? Was it at the behest of Mayor Gannon? What do you think?
The one thing we know is that Mayor Ganim and Chief Perez have been very close. When Mayor Ganim first served as mayor of Bridgeport from 1991 to 2003, there was a period of time where Perez, then an officer, was the mayor's driver. And they stayed in touch over the years. They were friendly. And then in 2015, when Joe Ganim waged a successful comeback for mayor, then Captain Perez was often with him on the campaign trail. And once Ganim won and was mayor again, he promoted Captain Perez to acting Chief Perez. So it was clear that the mayor was interested in having Perez run the police department. I should say that the feds have sort of gone out of their way to try and indicate in their statements today that the city was deceived. That's the quote that they use, that the city was deceived into ranking Perez among the top three candidates. Of those top three, the mayor had the final choice and he chose Perez. He promoted Perez. You know, to your point, why would either gentleman do this? I mean, it's a big question. Obviously, they have to be proven guilty in a court of law, but that is a question everyone has right now because they're jeopardizing their careers. Dave Dunn, in particular, is 72 years old. He doesn't need this. He could have retired a while ago. It's a huge question. It's a huge question why they would do this. And frankly, the other piece of this is this it? or is this just the beginning and will we have some other charges brought against city officials down the road?
You certainly read my mind in that respect. I mean, you brought up Mayor Ganim and Dan Shamus. Are you saying by the language that you read in the complaint by the Southern District of New York that that language might insulate the mayor in some way, saying that the city was deceived?
In this statement, they make it pretty clear that they're looking at Dunn and Perez as colluding together and having deceived the city. So that's sort of how I am reading it. I don't know if you could say that's an insulation of anyone else in City Hall, but just based on this statement, they seem to be sort of isolating this to Dunn and to Perez. I mean, that being said, there's a lot of people, I think, in City Hall who wanted to see Perez become chief. I do know that Mayor Ganim, when he swore him in, sort of addressed his friendship with Perez and said, yes, he wanted him to be chief, but he had to earn it on his own. I remember him very clearly making that point. I, as the mayor, yes, he's a friend of mine. I wanted him to be chief, but he had to earn this on his own, and he earned it on his own.
Is there anything else about the process that led to Perez becoming the chief that, given this development, you look back on in hindsight and you say, that seems different now?
The process was a controversial one. There was certainly a contingent of folks in Bridgeport who did not want Perez to become chief. He had been at this point, so he was promoted acting chief by Mayor Ganim in March of 2016. And so by this point, he had had several months as chief under his belt. And those were some controversial months. You had some very high profile incidents in Bridgeport. And so there were folks who from the beginning claimed the whole thing was rigged because they knew of Ganim's friendship with Perez. And they didn't think that it was going to be a fair process. And so there was some tension at the time. And frankly, I think the process that was conducted at the time was probably longer than the city had wanted it to be, because they ended up trying to have some more public involvement, trying to have some more community involvement in it. But certainly the folks who did not want to see Chief Perez promoted, who did not think he was qualified to be chief, who thought he did a poor job as acting chief, they're certainly saying, I told you so today.
Well, in that vein, the reputation of Chief Perez, are you saying from that, were there a lot of folks who thought he didn't do a good job? What is his reputation? And I asked the same question of Dunn as well.
So Chief Perez has been involved in the department, I want to say he's had a roughly three-decade career. It's somewhere around a three-decade career. He's a very well-liked guy. That is one thing you can say about him. He's very well-liked. And he has, because of that career, he knows a lot of folks in the community. And that was one of the things that his proponents, including the mayor, argued he had going for him, is that he knew the community. He knew the people that he was charged with keeping safe, with policing. And so he generally had a reputation as a good guy, a likable guy. However, people had questions about his management and whether he could command respect, whether he was a good manager and could be sort of a reformer that certain critics of the department wanted to see in charge, someone who would really kind of shake things up in the Bridgeport PD. And there was also, frankly, a question of just whether he was too close to Bridgeport politics. One of the criticisms often of Bridgeport is that people say we want to hire locally, we want to hire department heads and people who run the city from within the city. But the problem is that a lot of these folks then are politically connected, and Bridgeport obviously has a longstanding reputation for political corruption. And so people are always sort of looking at that askance and saying, do we really want to hire people from within, or would it be better to have some folks from the outside who maybe aren't as politically involved and maybe are a little more independent? And so that was another question about Perez, is did he really have the independence that a chief may need to run a police department in Bridgeport?
How about Dunn? What's his reputation?
Dunn has been on the Bridgeport payroll for years. And he is, you know, as I stated earlier, he's 72 years old. He's held different positions. He's a survivor in the sense that he has weathered many different administrations in the city and always held on to a job. You know, once in a while, you will hear people grumble that he was not qualified for civil service, to run the civil service department. But I think generally, people liked him, people respected him. He wasn't a controversial figure. You know, there are more controversial figures in Bridgeport, I would say, than David Dunn. Not that he didn't have his critics, but I would definitely say Perez was more of a controversial figure than David Dunn.
Bridgeport reporter Brian Lockhart of Hearst Media, thank you so much for adding a little bit of clarity to this situation.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.